Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
You know, folks, that was the 102nd open road that RJ has done here on the program. We know he loves getting email from all of you who listen around the country. He reads it all, so if you have anything related to cars or the automotive sector of travel, as he said, connect with him at rmworldtravel.com/contact. There's another number I want to share with all of you. It's 157, as Maine is the destination we're about to bring you for the 157th edition of this popular show segment. But first, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
The big Black Friday sale is on right now. You're going to save 60% off any system. And as we say all the time, there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling near or far, you can have peace of mind. Your home or small business is always being looked after.
Well, because that's what it's all about, right, folks? They have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than $1 a day. So go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 60% with the Black Friday sale that's going on, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Let's spotlight America's 23rd state, known to many as both the Pine Tree State and Vacation Land. It was admitted to the Union in 1820. Joining us to discuss more is their Director of Tourism, Carol Ann Willett.
Well, thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show today, Carol Ann.
Well, thank you so much, Robert and Mary, for having me. Really excited to talk about Maine.
Well, we are looking forward to that. We're going to do that right now. You know, some of our listeners, frankly, they may be wondering around the country why you're featuring Maine in late November. But for 2025 and 2026, we're covering all 50 states alphabetically. And today is Maine's day to get some love from us here on the show. So, you know, Mary and I had this program up in Portland for a big Let's Go America Tour event and live broadcast. And we featured a good amount of your state there. What was it, Mary? Back in 2022, I think, August.
Yeah.
It's just, listen, Maine's a state that Mary and I have enjoyed probably 9-10 times over the years. What may surprise people to know is there are about 4,000 islands there. Maine is the first state in the continental U.S. to get touched by sunlight each day. Donuts are big in your state, right, Carol Ann?
So, they are.
Yeah, give folks some insights, you know, what you want to share about travel to Maine.
Yeah, and thank you for visiting as often as you have. That's fabulous. I think you've already touched on some of the things that are unique to Maine. You know, the islands, over 3,500 miles of coastline. But Maine, for us, it's this place that I think awakens your sense of adventure and curiosity. And we've known that the dramatic landscape from the ocean to the mountains has inspired artists, writers, chefs, craftsmen, and visitors alike, right? You know, the people that live here are very ingenious. They're very tied to the landscape. And it's a place where you can be as active as you want, but it's also a great place to just pause and refresh. And I think that's what makes Maine really unique. And some of the other things that you mentioned, I mean, you know, lots of waterways, more than 600,000 acres of state and national parks. We've got Baxter State Park, Acadia National Park, now the new Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument. Lots of food. We're so grounded to the land and the sea for the bounty that it presents us. And, you know, Maine certainly known for its lobsters, but now
and blueberries too.
Other things. Yeah. And blueberries. Yes. Yeah.
Carol Ann, I want to have you drill down a little bit more for our listeners about Acadia National Park. It's one of the 10 smallest in the country, but it's also one of the 10 most visited national parks. Talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah, that's true. It's such a spectacular landscape. And, you know, most of the park is on Mount Desert Island, but it also has other areas on the Maine shorelands. But the thing about Acadia that I think there's so many unique pieces to it, one are the carriage roads that were built really to get around the park, and they provide such an wonderful opportunity for biking and walking and exploring. The Scudic Peninsula is an on-land portion of the park, which is really spectacular as well and has a number of new trails through that region. Cadillac Mountain is the spot where most people gather. Your point of, you know, you see the first sunrise from the top of Cadillac Mountain. You know, a quick note, they've started a reservation service to the top, very simple as far as bringing your cars up there. Mm-hmm. One thing that's a great way to get around is the Island Explorer, and we've got a brand new Acadia Gateway Center that just opened this year, a spectacular new welcome center to the park, and that's where you pick up the Island Explorer. So nice way to get to the different towns and also not drive around the Loop Road and hop on and off the Explorer.
Listen, it's a beautiful state. And by the way, I'd also throw out, if you're a fan of lighthouses, I mean, you've got those in abundance up there as well. So Mary and I, we were going to go in a direction, since Thanksgiving is Thursday, we were going to talk about, you know, how you should have the lobster roll. I like the butter. Mary likes the mayo, which you guys have. We'll have to have that conversation.
That's a whole other debate.
It's hotly contested there. But last question from us, really. We got about 45 seconds now. So, you know, we're investing heavily in America's 250 birthday celebration that's happening now. Any major events planned that you want listeners to know about for what's coming up in 2026?
Yeah, I mean, I think if anything, most of the events that we're known for are really going to help celebrate America's 250. And our project is looking at the Maine Atlas Project, which talks more about all the things that have been part of Maine throughout the course of America's history. But, you know, things like the Great Balloon Festival, the Camden International Film Festival, Open Lighthouse Day, the Lobster Festival. I mean, all these places are really going to be celebrating their place in America's 250. So, you know, go to visitmaine.com, look at our events page, and I think that'll give you a good idea of all the things that are available. There's lots of food festivals, and I think that is sort of the joy of who we are. And
you're in a great state. And Carol Ann, we really appreciate your time today. We hope you have a nice weekend and happy Thanksgiving as well, okay?
And thank you to you as well. Thanks again for the opportunity.
Take care, Carol Ann. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Carol Ann, folks. Maine's going to wrap hour one of the program today. But that website, you heard her mention that, you know, to plan your own travel, it's just visitmaine.com. We hope you do. And go find your own way to enjoy the lobster roll. Me, again, I like the butter, but Mary, a little mayo for her there.
So I like the mayo.
You like the lemon and so forth as well. But all right. When we return in a few minutes to begin hour two, the preferred travel panel that just keeps growing in popularity as folks just want to be a part of it. That's how we're going to start off as we focus on the cruise sector of travel, which makes sense based on what we've just done. Plus, there's a whole lot more still to come as well. Keep those radios locked in. Don't forget, you can also catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.